Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, actor-comedian Billy Gardell. He's coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
And now, another edition of Tuckered Out. Thanksgiving memories from the road with the over-the-road trucker, Floyd Tucker.
Hey, fellas. You know, most years I don't even make it home for Thanksgiving, but I still enjoy home-cooked suppers around the holidays. Tudor's Biscuit World off I-64 in Charleston, West Virginia is my favorite stop. Every biscuit that's born is made from scratch. They keep rice in them salt shakers so it won't clump on you. Them breakfast burritos are a dashboard delight. If I do Thanksgiving on the go, I'll just say grace and have one of them. But the last Thanksgiving I had at home was 3 years ago. Oh. I was down in my back, took almost 4 weeks off the road that year. Big D and my first wife decided we'd commence to having dinner over at her mother's. Her mother's doing better now, but not then. She always makes the best desserts, of course. This time, she'd made 2 full pans of something she calls next best thing to Robert Redford. Son, it's so rich, you'll think you died and went straight to heaven. And she insisted we eat dessert first on account the freezer was out and there was no good way to keep it chilled. She made 2 big helpings in a microwave-safe dish. It said John Hopkins on the side of it. I don't know who he is, but all of his cookware kind of shaped like bedpans. Uh-huh. Her dessert didn't taste the same that year. I reckon she didn't use enough shortening. That's when I said Robert Redford's seen better days, and this dessert has too. Then it was on to supper. Well, like most families, we're big on tradition. So we all gathered around the table, Indian style, just like the Pilgrims did. Uh-huh. Big D made enough cornbread casserole that year to feed an offensive line. We had everything. All the sides, mashed taters, chicken fingers, and bagel bites. Them bagel bites are something else. About the size of a hockey puck, it tastes just like pizza. I remember my mother-in-law couldn't pass the gravy on the county carnal tunnel was acted up. But I found out ketchup goes good with cornbread. About that time, my heating pad shorted out the fuse box. So I went downstairs to change the fuse and noticed there was still a whole mess of green beans on the stove. So I brought the whole pot of beans back upstairs and we dove into the beans, which had plenty of seasoning this year. I found bacon and a breathe right strip in mine. Figured my mother-in-law's sinus infection was acting up again. She wears Under Armour to help her circulation, but her cholesterol's higher than mine is. She told me I should start eating them Go-Gurts to help my cholesterol. Thing about Go-Gurts is, it may help your cholesterol, but I had one hell of a time getting my spoon out of that little tube. Whoever designed that needs to go straight to hell. Stupid buzzard. That may have been our best Thanksgiving ever. Same year, my Uncle Fern lost 9 acres betting on the blue-gray football game. Oh. The next year, I heard tell my mother-in-law really started going downhill. She shellacked the honey-baked ham with Vicks Vapor Rub. All of my in-laws spent that whole night in the emergency room in that Jewish hospital. It was quite a night. We watched the Cowboys win and then met some lady with a tilted uterus. Hell, that ain't half as bad as next year when she served up deep-fried billy bass. You'd think it wouldn't work, but they salvaged most of it. Mm-hmm. And even though it won't sing the classics anymore, the head still wiggles a little bit. Happy Thanksgiving, fellas. I'm Floyd Tucker, and I'm Tuckered Out.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, here you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And let's go to Celebrity Corner with our own man about Hollywood. It's Tom Griswold. Tom, what's going on this morning?
Well, I think electronically. Look at that handsome guy. I don't even recognize him.
Looking guy.
He's got a,
is that Robert Culp?
Oh, you do have a Robert Culp.
He does look like Robert Culp.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We could do I Spy. Well, I guess we'd have.
We've got a Cosby.
I was thinking more like we could reboot the Rockford Files, but what do I know?
That is the voice of actor comedian Billy Gardell. No mustache. No mustache.
No, after Bob Hart's Abishola ended, I had had that mustache for about 5 years. And the day it ended, when I came home, my wife goes, "Okay, get rid of the cactus. I've hugged it long enough."
So, wow.
I was informed that I would be shaving that as soon as I came home.
Now, are you home right now?
I am, sir. I am in my house. And good morning to all of you. And thank you for having me on, as always. I really appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for being with us. We love you.
Now, I know that the tour is about to start. Have you named your tour?
Yeah, it's called the Less is More Tour. It
Great.
Took me a minute to get there. I had to write the jokes first. Apparently, I'm from the old school. You actually write the material, then you actually perform the material.
Oh.
You actually present the material. It's a crazy thing we're doing. and it kind of plays in two ways. One, obviously, my weight loss transformation, and I talk about that a lot on stage. But it also has to do with the fact we need to slow down, in my opinion. We cannot walk around this earth without being plugged in, tethered in, filmed, camera. And I've been trying to pass the message on to the younger generation that you need to experience things with your eyes, your ears, and your heart once in a while, and just with those things, just for you. And you got to take a minute to pump the brakes. And I kind of got that from talking to my son, who's 22. And, you know, I root for these kids. I don't rip on them. I think that's low hanging fruit. And it's easy to be the crotchety old guy on the lawn. When I was a kid, shut up. You have no idea what these kids are going through. I mean, they're going through the regular freak out we did when we grew up, which is, who am I going to be? Is anybody going to love me? Am I ever going to have a place to live? What's my place in the world? Mm-hmm. Then you add social media. Then you add the state of the world. I think these kids need to know there's an adult rooting for them. So I kind of come at it from that angle.
Billy, there's a new study out I was reading about yesterday that showed they interviewed a bunch of children and they asked them what they want to do most and what they most long for. And they said they want to play outside without any supervision with their friends, which is exactly what we all used to do.
And we were gifted with the last great childhood, man. We really were, especially if you're Gen X, you were gifted with the last great childhood. And I think that's important. And I think we don't talk enough about, you know, when COVID hit and there were lockdowns, and look, shut up. No one knows. No one knew how to do it. We did the best we could. Shut up. You don't know. Shut up. Just shut up. I'm so tired of everybody. Well, you know, we should have done. Well, yeah, it's easy to look at it now.
Right.
But I think the effect of 2 years in the house with these kids trapped on their screens and, you know, the horrible way these algorithms take their brains over. You know, look, we're adults and this thing melts our brain. You can't imagine what it's done to our kids. And so, you know, I just try to reach out in that way for my, you know, I've got 4 kids doing my, whatever you call it, the Instagram, whatever the hell all that is. I'm from Earth One. I listen to the radio, I listen to records, but whatever. I got to do this to connect. But I tell my son and his friends, you know, if you have to use these things, use them as commerce for your art. Like my son's a film student. He wants to do that. Okay, do that. But don't put it down. Put it away for a little bit. You've got to be able to take breaks from this thing. I honestly think that if social media would have hit Gen X, I don't think it would have been as big because we would have been like, that's great, dude. I'm going to the concert tonight. I'll look at it Sunday. But it hit a generation that I think we overcompensated. You know, we raised a generation of house cats because we were feral and no one was watching us.
Right.
So we overcompensated. And I think it just hit a very sensitive generation and the world is chaotic. And I like to be a place marker to go, no, there's an adult at the table rooting for you. If you got a question, ask. And here's how we got through.
That's good. We're speaking with Billy Gardell. Have you ever go to a concert and the guy in front of you, the entire concert's taping it on his phone and holding it up?
It is one. Thank you. It is one of my greatest pet peeves. I'm like, dude, can you just be here? And by the way, no one's looking at your phone. You're not going to show anybody that. You paid for all the extra gig or whatever the hell they're called. No one's watching that. Shut up. Just enjoy the show. Let's be here together, man. And that's one of the reasons I love live entertainment. And stand-up and music, they're really our last two vestiges because the movies are dead. And it's that last place where we all decide to take that journey together communally. and that's important. And I hate that that kids missed out on the movies. I mean, that was the greatest escape, and you had to be reflective, and we all agreed to go into a dark room, and the lights go down, and it's either going to suck, or it's going to make us cry, or it's going to make us laugh, but it's going to make us think and experience, and we're going to do that with other people. And it just saddens me. You know, I hear all this chatter on the internet about this generation doesn't like that generation. I have a solution if you really want us Gen Xers to go away. Here's my solution. Give us the malls back.
Yeah.
Okay? And here's my thing. We make the second floor two-bedroom apartments, right? Then downstairs, we're going to need an arcade. We're going to need a record store. We're going to need a Spencer's Gifts, an Orange Julius, and a movie theater. And you make Macy's an urgent care. You'll never hear from
that. That is a profound and brilliant idea. And it's sort of happening in a couple of places. We're speaking once again with Billy Gardell. Billy has mounted his tour. They got you booked through May. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I am. And I unfortunately learned a valuable lesson and realized my age about 2 weeks ago. I think sometimes you think you're a 30-year-old comic when you're on the road, and I am not. I am no longer. And I got sick, and I thought it was a cold. So I was doing the road comic thing, you know, start eating vitamin C and Zicam and Dayquil. And turns out I had pneumonia.
Oh.
Here's what I don't suggest: doing five shows with pneumonia and then going to a Steelers game. I don't suggest. And so it put me in the hospital for a little bit because my heart went into AFib. I'd never had that happen. That's the stuff you're 50. The warranties just start running out and stuff starts busting. But they got me all straightened out, but I'm on beta blockers now. And for the next 60 days, I got to take these things. And my wife bought me this stupid Apple Watch.
Oh.
I can monitor my heartbeat. And I hate that. I'm an analog guy. And the way she tricked me into it was she goes, well, you could put Snoopy on the front. You like Snoopy. So,
Yeah. I had one of those that I got sick of my watch saying, get up and walk around.
Yep.
It does. We're the same guy. Whenever I see it say it's time to stand, I go, shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
I don't know.
Now, you mentioned your son, who's 22. Will Thanksgiving be at your place this year?
Yes, sir. I'm very, very excited. He's got a girlfriend, and they're about 6 months in, and I know it's going good because I don't hear from him unless he needs his debit card charged up.
Uh-huh.
And so she's coming home to our house for Thanksgiving, and we get to have – my wife is just giddy, and so am I. We really like her, but I told her, we all got to play our best part so she doesn't think we're crazy and we don't run her off. We got to ease her in, you know what I mean? So we're excited. She's coming to visit for the holidays. And like, he was one of those kids that drove late too. You know what I mean? Like driving, like 22, like last year he started driving. Amazingly around the time he got a girlfriend. Before that, he was like, I'll take the train and you get a girlfriend. I need a car. Well, yeah, not at work. They don't really want to ride the bus with you. You got to get a car and get a door.
Yeah,
okay? Get a door.
I have a technical suggestion for you.
Sir,
when it's time to take a photograph of the group at Thanksgiving, figure out a delicate way to make sure you get one without her, just in case the girlfriend isn't around later on. Hey, just speaking from experience.
That's like when you first start dating someone, you don't play all your music around them because you don't want to ruin any albums. Just fail on them. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you ruined Springsteen for me.
I miss the mixtape. Those were the days.
The mixtape was a true sign of love. It told stories. It painted pictures, man. It was so thoughtful.
And
I used to love making those.
In my era, you'd go to the apartment and start rifling through the albums.
How about that? And I still have my vinyl collection with me. In fact, I have one room in my house because after 25 years of marriage, if you've been a decent husband, they give you a playroom for all your stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
In here, it's like Indiana Jones's dad's office. There's records and turkey paintings. I'm not going into the future with everybody. I've made the decision. I wish everybody well. Good luck with the robots. I ain't going.
Yeah. We're speaking with Billy Gardell. Mike and Molly was and is one of my favorite shows of all time.
I so appreciate that. You always champion that.
Do you ever stumble upon an episode and go, I think I'm going to watch this one? Is there one where you, if you happen on it, you go, I've got to watch this one more time because the other guys in the cast were amazing and the ladies are great. And they're terrific. That's a great cast. Is there one that you just love?
Honestly, I love them all. I still watch it. We all talk about that. We get together for lunch once a month, the Mike and Molly gang, Melissa and Reno and Rondi and Lou, and the whole gang gets together. And, you know, it's gone from, hey, what's next in our career and how do we make the show better, to, hey, what can't you eat? What hurts on you?
Yeah.
That's what new conversations are. But we all have that affinity for that time. We all still watch the episodes. They really hold up. And I honestly believe we made a classic TV show. That one, Bob Hart's Episode was good, but Mike and Molly, I believe that was one of those classics. And I love watching. It always gives me a kick. I used to watch them when we were filming. I'd watch it like game tape. Like, okay, you could do that better. That entrance was good, but you could have done this better. But it's always baffles me if people get into television or the movies and they're like, I don't watch my work. Well, why are you doing that? Why exactly did you get involved? I don't understand. So I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of those people. And it brings back so many warm memories when I watch that show. And you remember what was going on backstage or who was messing with who, because we always tried to break each other up. And there was a genuine love in that cast. I mean, we all still hang out, which is really nice.
Yeah, my favorite episode, by the way, is the one in which the book is getting published and the publisher has the water that's presented. And
it's, the
bottled water is in a globe. And it's not exactly clear how you can actually access the water.
No, and she was brilliant with that, too, because when they handed it to her, they at the beginning, they were trying to show her how to open it. And she's like, no, don't tell me how to. She goes, I want to struggle with it on camera and spill it all over myself. And it just became a great scene.
Yeah, so and many great scenes.
So typical literary Hollywood agent. I'm like, who hands anybody a ball of water? What are we?
We're speaking with Billy Gardell. He's got the big tour mounting soon and a big Thanksgiving coming up at his place. Do you do any of the cooking or is that assigned to others?
We have a big routine out here. We usually have about 20, 25 people. And I love Thanksgiving because it's the holiday of gratitude and it's kind of the family that you make. And we take in a few strays and there's a few family members and I do the turkeys. And my wife and my buddy John, they're in the kitchen and they handle all the sides and we have a real routine. Yet here without fail is what my wife will do. Now, I've been doing this Thanksgiving for 23 years, okay? Mm-hmm. And most of the people have been with us that entire time. No one has ever gotten sick in my house after eating.
Oh, good.
But every time it'll be in that highlight moment where you're bringing the turkeys in. I cook two turkeys, I smoke them, I bring them in, put them on a table. Without fail, my wife for 23 years will go, is that cooked? And it took me about 22 years to not bite and just go, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's delicious.
Very delicious.
Billy Gardell, thank you so much, sir.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support.
Of course.
Always. And I hope you guys have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you.
Beautiful
too. Holiday. Thanks,
you
Billy.
Too, Billy. We love you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.